All right, so this is the evaluation for my interactive project. So for number one, what research did you do for the project? I researched the audience, so what sort of people would be looking at my website? Website was the project, just so we're all aware. So what sort of people would be looking at my website? My website was mainly a portfolio, so I guess potential business bosses or people that I would work for, or do work with, or do work for, or if they just want to know a bit about me, then why not show them my website about what I do? Probably educational people, like people that do recruitments for like universities and whatnot, and see who can actually join a university and who can't join a university, as well as the course, because they like to look at people's work, don't they? Context. I'm not sure what context research is. I guess why, right? Now, or about it, maybe. Maybe it's about it. So, I mean, the website's about my portfolio. I researched how to make a portfolio and how to make a website a bit better on Wix, just in case I came up with any problems whilst making it. But also about what a portfolio has to have in it, like what sort of a website portfolio must need. So it's got to have a showreel and whatnot to display some of your work in a video format. And then I guess your main work, which for me is photography, I would have that just all in like one big gallery sort of list. So that way it's a bit more, a bit more laid out for the individuals if they were to look at it. And then have a showreel. Probably because that's what a portfolio is. That's what the website's going to be about. It's going to be like a portfolio sort of thing. And I'm making it for the people that want to view it, such as employers and whatnot, and educational people, like at unis, so they can see my work and what I do, and if they would like to accept me or not into their university. So that's that. Content. It's going to have my work in it. Different sorts of works that I've make. If I make work that's other to media, I'd have a different section for it. But currently, my main passion is media. I like doing media. I enjoy everything about it, except for the writing. Writing is a bit of a pain in the ass. But other than that, hey, everything's great with media. Media is top notch, and that's probably what I would display on my work. The product, it's going to be a website. It's going to be a website. That's going to be the product. I'm going to just make a website on Wix. I did look at Weebly, but Weebly, you can't upload videos. And I like the option to have a video playing on my website instead of having a link to a video. I think it's a bit more professional that way and looks a bit nicer in general. My research for making the website was pretty thorough. I went through multiple different videos on how to make a website with Wix and what you can use to make a portfolio. I looked through a bunch of templates and whatnot to help me discover what sorts of stuff and materials I can use on Wix. And utensils I can tools and utensils and whatnot I can use on Wix to help me make the website. So yeah, I think my research was pretty thorough, pretty cool looking. I say pretty cool looking because I went through some pretty cool looking websites. But yeah, and then I also saw what not to do as well when I researched stuff, because I also had to research stuff about CARP and what not to do and what I could do. So I avoided the bad websites, the ones that were all colourful that you couldn't look at without getting a headache. So I avoided making my website look anything near like that. So I just avoided that in general. So yeah, that research helped me out to see what I could do and what I didn't want to do and what I did want to do. So yeah, that was my research was pretty thorough. So yeah, pretty cool, pretty good researching of the research. I applied my research, like I just said before. I applied it by just knowing what not to do. And by looking at the different Wix templates I saw, it helped me not it helped me choose what I can take from Wix, because of course I didn't know what Wix could offer in terms of what you could do on the website. So researching the templates and seeing what the templates can do helped me realize what I can do, because of course you can make whatever the templates have you have free use to. So that helped me out. That's what I did to apply what I've researched about the website. That's what I did. The planning that I did was, well, I mean, I had sketches for my website that I made, which I went through. Logo-wise, I just made it up as like my first sort of thing. I just sort of made it while I was having fun with Canva, and while I was just having fun with Canva, trying to figure out what Canva does and what Canva is, so I could, you know, understand it a bit more, I just sort of found a logo that I really liked that I made while just having fun with it, and I was like, oh, I think I'll keep that. So that's my planning side of it. Just sort of, you know, just sort of just I just got layouts that I made for my website, and the logo was just kind of, you know, just did it straight away, and you know, that was it. My product, in my humble opinion, has perfectly reflected the planning. I think the planning went pretty well, and I've done pretty good to what my idea was and what I wanted it to look like. I haven't really learned anything that I can apply to my next project. I mean, unless my next project's going to be a website, then I guess I would apply the Wix stuff that I've learned while navigating the menus, because I'll probably use Wix again because it's pretty easy. I'll use Wix or probably Squarespace, because Squarespace looks pretty cool, but I didn't try Squarespace. So I'll probably use Wix again, and I'm using the knowledge that I now know about Wix, I'll use in the next website that I make to do with Wix. And research wise, I mean, if I ever make a website again, I know what to avoid and what to do correctly, so that way I don't do, you know, the wrong things and mess up my website. Let's see, the practical skills that I developed, we're making the website that I've already come across. God, it's a lot of going over the same thing. I mean, making the website, those are the practical skills that I've developed, making one on Wix at least. And I looked at Squarespace, and which is the other one that I saw people use, or not what saw people use, but other one that I found out during my research. That I looked at, and it's pretty much relatively the same, just a little bit of a learning curve. Designing a logo, I didn't know was going to be as easy as it was on Canva, but it was pretty easy. But that's not really a skill that I didn't know how to do, because it was pretty straightforward, so I pretty much already knew how to do it. And what practical skills did you use? Drawing. I drew some mock-ups for my website, and photocopying them was a bit of a hassle, because I didn't know how to do it first time. So yeah, I guess those are the practical skills that I used, and I developed a bit more of the photocopying aspect. I'm a pretty good drawer, so didn't really develop that. So what didn't go well in the website, at least, because everything else went pretty smoothly, what didn't go well was it has a 500 gigabyte limit on the amount of media that you can have on your website. I assume this is because they want people to pay money to use it. But it has a 500 gigabyte storage limit. So to help counteract that, after I found it out, because I hit the limit the first time, they had quite a big file size when I exported them from Lightroom as a JPEG. I export them as a full-size JPEG because the resolution's bigger and you can just see a lot more, and there's a lot more detail and data, so if I want to edit the image again, I can. But for the website, all I did was I just exported it, and then I converted it from a JPEG on the computer into a large JPEG, because for some reason that makes it tiny, less than a megabyte, which is useful. This is what I used, because it took up a lot less space. So I guess that's more of a problem that I encountered rather than what didn't go well. But for what didn't go well and what did went well, I mean, making the website went well, researching went well, writing, I absolutely hate with a passion, but still went well. I mean, it was a pain to do it, but you know, it didn't go poorly. Like, I know how to do it, I know how to write and stuff. So yeah, I guess that part also went well. It was all pretty smooth journey of making a website, but yeah, that's about it. I think my website would hit the intended audience. It's meant to display my work, which is what it does very well, at least in my opinion. Obviously that's subjective, but it displays my work very well in my opinion, and it just does what I need it to do. If anyone wants to look at it and see what I do for work wise, they can. It's very easy, very simple to go through and navigate the website. Anybody from education that wants to look at it, if I want to go to a uni or you know, employment, can view it, providing it's a part of the work that I go into, can view it and easily see what I do and what I don't do well, because maybe they see a bunch of work that I do that they think I could improve on, that's to do with the work or education that they'll see, okay, maybe he needs some issues with that or whatever. Or if I could improve, then they could tell me, you know, let me know. So it's good to self-evaluate and get feedback on what you make. I'm pretty happy with the end result of my work. I mean, obviously I am, because I made it. And I wouldn't be happy with it. You know, I wouldn't, you know, be done with it if I wasn't happy with it, you know. I don't think anyone would. So yeah, I'm pretty happy with the way my work came out. It's pretty good quality. I viewed other professional photography websites, like different photographers, to see how their portfolios look. And I think mine looks pretty normal amongst them. There's nothing really like that's crazy on my website that's like, ugh, what is that, you know? So yeah, I'll say my quality is pretty good, the quality of my work. The feedback that I received was, the feedback that I got for my website was mainly just to add more to it, because, you know, it was still in progress and I was getting told to add certain things and reminded to add my social media. Thank you very much, Demos. To add my social media and whatnot to it and everything like that. So yeah, feedback wise, looks good, and I just got told to add stuff while I was adding it anyways. But yeah, that's probably about all the feedback that I got, to be honest. So, you know, thumbs up, good feedback. I got feedback that was good.